Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:43 and Washington. On Capitol Hill, Senate Democrats meeting with top Biden administration and campaign officials. This could be a pivotal day for the future of the Biden campaign for a number of reasons. Ryan Schmelz is through the halls of Capitol Hill. What are they saying this morning?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Rich, when you talk about this being a pivotal day for the president. You know, you've got this, what they're calling the big boy press conference later on this evening, but then you also have Senate Democrats meeting with Biden administration officials and campaign officials behind closed doors a little later in the day. So this is going to be a huge day for trying to reassure Democrats that President Biden is the man for the job. And this comes as the first Senate Democrat came out last night and officially called on President Biden to step aside.
Does it feel like the dam is now breaking less slowly? We also heard the commentary from Nancy Pelosi and even Chuck Schumer just leaving the door open and basically seemingly sending signals to Biden like, are you sure?
Yeah, the dam doesn't seem to be broken, but it does seem to have a big leak in there, and it seems like a lot of water is getting through that leak because, yes, you have those like Nancy Pelosi who said, made a statement yesterday during an interview with the Morning Joe that people viewed as not exactly a ringing endorsement of the president. And then you also had this report from Axios last night that Leader Schumer is hearing feedback and is considering and open to moving off of President Biden and putting another candidate at the top of the ticket. So there certainly is a lot of reporting out there, and there are a lot of Democrats who have made statements that certainly would be concerning, especially when, you know, you want to show unity and be behind your party nominee. And it just doesn't seem like it's that case right now. I would say the majority still is supporting President Biden, but the concerns are continuing to grow.
How much oxygen is this taking up there on Capitol Hill this week? Are they getting anything moving?
It's mostly the biggest story. I mean, it definitely is. But there's other things that are getting some headlines. You know, they voted on what's called the SAVE Act yesterday, which is a bill that the House is putting forward that would require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. And then today they're going to vote on the current contempt resolution from Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna that would pretty much fine Merrick Garland every single day that he doesn't turn over the interview that President Biden had with Robert Hur.
And remember the Hur report referenced Biden as a well-meaning elderly man, which really kind of got the dam breaking, if you will, all those months ago. Ryan, we'll certainly see where we are tomorrow morning. Going to be a pivotal day. And we will have live coverage of the news conference as it happens, set for about 5:30 or so this afternoon. Be listening during the Sean Hannity show. We'll certainly follow it. You Decide 2024 update.